Almost Home, December 27. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. More than 1800 years have passed since the Savior gave the promise of His coming. Throughout the centuries His words have filled with courage the hearts of His faithful ones. The promise has not yet been fulfilled, but nonetheless sure is the word that has been spoken. Christ will come in His own glory, in the glory of His Father, and in the glory of the holy angels. 10,000 × 10,000 and thousands of angels, the beautiful, triumphant sons of God, possessing surpassing loveliness and glory, will escort Him on His way. In the place of a crown of thorns, He will wear a crown of glory, a crown within a crown. In the place of that old purple robe, He will be clothed in a garment of whitest white, so as no fuller on earth can white it. And on His vesture and on His thigh a name will be written, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. To His faithful followers Christ has been a daily companion, a familiar friend. They have lived in close, constant communion with God. Upon them the glory of the Lord has risen. In them the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ has been reflected. Now they rejoice in the undimmed rays of the brightness and glory of the King in His majesty. They are prepared for the communion of heaven, for they have heaven in their hearts. With uplifted heads, with the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness shining upon them, with rejoicing that their redemption draweth nigh, they go forth to meet the Bridegroom, saying, Lo, this is our God, we have waited for Him, and He will save us. The time of tarrying is almost ended. The pilgrims and strangers who have so long been seeking a better country are almost home. I feel as if I must cry aloud, Homeward bound. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot, and blameless.